Hey gang, how's it going? It's Steve-O here. Look, I thought I'd just do another podcast. It's only been like a day or so since my last podcast. And look, my apologies in advance. You're going to have to excuse me. I'm looking after the daughter. At the same time, I'm going out on a limb. I thought I'd give it a go. I'm sitting in the backyard having a cup of tea. It's been a big day. We're getting ready to sell the house and, you know, daughter's running around in the backyard. You may or may not hear in the background. Who knows? Not important, really. But look, guys, what I want to talk about today is something that is just hit me like a ton of bricks the other day. It was a real eye-opener and something that may change the way I look at parenting forever. It was a great comment, and you know what? I can't remember where I saw it. It would have been on one of the many websites and things that I look at because, you know, I read a lot and I try and keep in touch with the stay-at-home dad community. There's a heap of sites out there. If you've found my site, you've probably found a whole bunch of others, you know, in the mix. The comment that I came across was... Are you ready for it? Are you sitting down? It's a big one. The comment was, or the quote, was that, you know what? Our job as parents should really be making ourselves redundant. Yeah, man, that's it. Making ourselves redundant. I mean, isn't that a great idea? Isn't that just an amazing way of looking at parenting? You know, I'm not going to be here forever. My wife's not going to be here forever. And with a bit of luck, you know, hopefully my kids are going to be here for a lot longer than I am. You know, that's just how life should be, isn't it? Yeah, so, I mean, how has that changed my day-to-day parenting from now? I mean, I've got a daughter of... a bit over two, and a son of 12 weeks. Doesn't really apply to my son yet, I don't think, although it's a great idea to keep in mind for when he gets older. But a big thing out there in modern parenting is looking at, fine motor skills, gross motor skills, the list goes on educating your kids and, you know, bringing them up to the best of our abilities. And, you know, I like that as a challenge. That's important to me. But putting myself in a position where I'm trying to make myself redundant is teaching her all those skills. You know, instead of being a robot, you know what, and I can get into robot mode and just cruise through the day, you know, like, it's easy, isn't it? Just to kind of switch off and kind of get through the day with a few chores and the tasks and the boring stuff, you know, like I can talk it up. I'm guilty, you know, I can take things to the extreme with my energy and what we do here at and around the home. But, you know, it's not always excitement, adventure and glory. But taking that time to let my daughter try and put a T-shirt on by herself, try and put pants on herself, you know, yeah, it takes a bit longer. It takes a bit of patience, you know, because she gets a bit stressed out, which is fair enough because that's part of the learning process. But it's teaching all those fine motor and... gross motor skills, you know, and problem solving as well. So isn't that an interesting thought of the day? Like encompassing everything that needs, you know, it's wholesome, holistic parenting, I think, is what it is, which is great. It's awesome. And I'm really, 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 really enjoying it. Because every day she gets a little bit better at things, you know. We drop a few challenges in front of her. Well, not drop a few challenges in front of her, you know what I mean. Let her go with things to discover things herself, which, you know, hey, I don't know, maybe everybody else just does that. But it just makes so much sense to me. So I thought I'd share that with you guys. What do you think? Let me know. Hey, and save me, guys. I need some help. Get online. Write us an email. And let us know what you guys want to talk about and what would like to hear me talk about. I'd love to be more relevant to you, the super parents out there that are tuning in and trying to become the best parents ever. All right, I'm going to sign off. Take care, guys. Hope you are having a really awesome time of the year. It's Christmas. Oh, Christmas time. Hey, all you dads out there, get to your local community centre, harden up, put your hand up, get out there and be a Santa Claus. Man, I am far from being religious or, you know, for that matter, into the whole... Look, I don't know, I'm spinning out of control here. Look, I've never really been into Christmas that much. You know, gift giving's great. You know, it encompasses so many cool things. But, you know what, for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be Santa at, a local event around town, just for the fun of it, just to spread the love as it was. So, guys, get out there. You know, there's no reason why the girls can't be Santa Claus. Come on now. It's a modern era. But, hey, look, I've said enough. I'm out of here, guys. I hope you guys are having an awesome time. Hey, Lily, do you want to say goodbye? Yeah. Okay, cool. See ya.